give you a brief history of what's going on here. There are two ways to process lithium. These are the legacy systems used in mining and metallurgy. One is to evaporate lithium-rich brines, mainly in South America, in Chile, and Argentina, and Bolivia. This can take 18 months for the first stage, which is evaporating the material down to the point where you can precipitate the lithium. And so the total time involved is maybe 2 years. And as a matter of fact, it's hugely water intensive. So that, for example, in Chile today, the largest producer of lithium from brine, this technique, SQM, has announced that it's going to reduce its production over the next 3 years. Why is that? Because the indigenous people who live in the high desert, where these brines are found in Chile, have told the government, these guys are stealing all of our fresh water. And the government's saying, no, you can't do that. So they told SQM, your use of potable water is limited. SQM said, great, well, we cannot produce any more lithium than we're producing now, and we may have to reduce. That's just a side sentiment. In Australia, they've been mining a mineral called spodumene for a long time, and spodumene is the principal mineral of lithium. Now, 60+% of the world's lithium comes from that mineral, most of that from Australia. The rest of it comes from the brines in Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia. The spodumene is roasted once, and then roasted again with sulfuric acid, and then processed into lithium salts. The brine is evaporated, precipitated, and actually mostly chemically, electrochemically refined into lithium hydroxide. So lithium hydroxide and lithium carbonate are the two commercial products that the battery makers use to make the cathodes of their batteries. About 80-some-odd% of all the battery cathodes are made in China. From lithium that's refined in China. 60% of all the world's lithium is used in these batteries. Overwhelmingly, that's done in China. So, what's happened here since the lithium boom of the last, let's say, 3 years, now I'm sure you should be aware of the fact that lithium prices have, I don't know what the term is for seven times, but in the last 2 years, they've gone up about a factor seven. The last quote I saw yesterday was $71,000 a ton for lithium carbonate battery grade. Now, that's very interesting because, as I recall, I was a marketing representative for SQM in the beginning of this century, and I called an automotive. And as I recall, their cost then, in those days, was less than $3,000 a ton. So you can see that something's going on here. In 2007, the world produced 16,000 tons of lithium measured as metal. This year, it'll be about 100,000 tons measured as metal. So that, let's say that's a factor six. The learned banks and other scholars and academics are all predicting that we'll need 10, 20, 30 times that much in the next 10 years. This is not possible, and it's silly, but it's driving the market. Okay, so everyone now is, as I mentioned to you, brine production takes at least 2 years. Hard rock is an enormous user of energy and acid, and produces a whole lot of waste, hard rock processing. Brine just takes a long time. And as an aside, I'll tell you something. 2007, I was at a General Motors meeting, and they said, here's what we're going to need. And SQM said, you'll need to pay in advance. Why is that, said General Motors? Answer, it's going to take us 2 years to produce that, and we're tired of you guys saying at the end of 2 years, gee, we've decided to go with fly swatters. We're not going to use your stuff. So they said, pay in advance. Well, of course, they wouldn't pay in advance, and the legendary co-chairman at that time of the company said in the meeting, can somebody tell me what the hell lithium is? That was 2007. Okay, so things have changed, and right today, it's not really a problem of finding lithium deposits or even brine. It's a problem of processing. There's only the two ways of processing commercially, brine evaporation, let's say, plus chemistry, or hard rock mining plus typical hard rock refining. So we've had, and I've lived this, so I'm giving you a real number. Since 1976, there have been many, many attempts to change the production of lithium. Now, obviously, prior to this period of time, nobody really gave a damn. It was all academic because, you know, it didn't make any difference. The college boys, excuse me if anybody is on here, they could do what they wanted. But they did do a lot of work. So they resolved the issue into three or four categories. One, sorbents. These would be chemical compounds that would selectively absorb lithium from a solution of mixed ions of different types, different metals. Another one was membranes, filters, molecular filters, that would only pass lithium from a solution. Three was ion exchange, specialty resins commonly used in industry for a long time that selectively take, let's say, lithium out of solution, and then later on the resins could be washed with a mild acid, for example, and the lithium condensate. The lithium, which is the only thing on the column at that point, is washed off. And there's the fourth one is solvent extraction, which probably most of you have heard the term. But the solvent extraction is useful because it lends itself to large batches, which can be considered continuous operation. And solvent extraction is a very slow process, typically. But there's a lot of commercial solvent extraction systems in use today in the mining and refining world. Uranium and vanadium, the rare earths, even cobalt, nickel, all of these are separated today with solvent extraction, so guys know how to do that. Okay, here's what you need to understand. I've just quickly described to you four direct lithium extraction systems. Here's the problem. None of them has ever been demonstrated to work commercially. In other words, as Guido Sarducci used to say, if those of you are old enough to remember who this genius was, he would say, you got to buy it for less and sell it for more. That didn't work with any of these direct lithium extraction systems. You bought it for more and sold it for less. So that, the companies weren't interested. Remember, all of this will, Dramatum has an agreement with the U.S. Department of Energy that if they can show the commercialization of this process in the United States, then they will be granted a license on the patent to do that. Now, the Department of Energy, as I'm sure many of you know, doesn't take big or any license fees many times and very small royalties. They really just want to get something out into the public domain. So, since I found out about this, I've looked around, and my colleagues, and I'm 82, so I'm a member of the Curmudgeons Club, but all of the best geologists and mineral economics guys I know are my age, because it takes a while to learn this stuff. So they're all telling me, nah, that won't work, it doesn't work, these numbers look pretty good. And so everybody I know has been trying to find something wrong, and we can't. This is really a good idea. Now, as you know, a good idea, and today about $25 a bite of Cuban cigar. Okay? So, and you don't need a good idea. The issue here, in my opinion, is to build a demonstration plant and run it, let's say, in Nevada, so on any brine you like, natural brine. We can obtain natural brine. Okay? And the beauty of this stuff is it works from 50 parts per million on. Now, that may sound like a very small amount to you, but in fact, the typical, the SQM stuff is maybe 3,000 parts, and that's the world's richest brine. Most of the juniors and wannabes who are coming up for money have stuff that's 300 to 500 parts per million. What I'm saying is that the One World Lithium process options from the U.S. Department of Energy can even do 50 parts. It can do 3,000, but it can economically recover material at 50 parts per million. So what I would like them to do is build a demonstration plant, run U.S. brine in it, secure the license, and go forward, because my theory is that we can extract lithium from the clays in Nevada, where almost all of American lithium resides, and by processing them with known technology acids to recover the lithium, and then using this technology to extract the lithium from the solutions and purify it for use in batteries. And I think the key here is a demonstration plant. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the demonstration plant doesn't have to be in a shiny building in a big city. It could be on the back of a truck. It is not very large. It is basically a tank, a sealed tank, that stands with a pressure system, carbon dioxide feed, and a heating system. Okay, that's it. Put that on a flatbed, roll it out to Nevada, start precipitating lithium carbonate from those brines, and vice versa, take a look. Until somebody does that, nobody's going to believe this, because everybody has a process, and all the characters that have been doing this for years are building systems somewhere. None of them are going to work. None of them has ever worked. And when you ask these people, what is the cost per kilogram delivered to me of your product? And you can give me a formula for your cost of the brine, or your cost of the spodumene, the hard rock mineral. They won't answer. We don't know. Okay, great. What I'm saying is this is so cheap. This is so inexpensive that my guess is that the cost of processing will be trivial. And I want to end by telling you guys something. This is the age of processing. To my astonishment, on Monday, the Canadian federal government, for those of you who know what flow-through financing is on research, they extended flow-through financing to chemical processing companies, not just mines. Okay, because they realized in Canada that processing is the big key. In the United States, as Tom said at the beginning of this, I remember in 2012 with all the rare earth guys, they were all going to produce a mixed con. That was the threat. And I said, all of you guys are con men, because all of that's going to China. There is not 1 gram of capacity to process rare earths in the United States in 2012. And today, we've not changed a thing. There's no capacity whatsoever to process rare earths in the United States beyond making a mixed carbonate at Energy Fuels in Utah. Somebody talked about MP a few minutes ago. MP is a mining company. They concentrate ore and send it to China. They do no processing whatsoever beyond that. That's simple mining. So, processing is the key. Everybody's, and this is a Mark Twain moment. Everybody talks about processing, but nobody does anything about it. And what I'm saying is that if this is the time, this is, you know, you can take advice from me. I'm still working because I've even lost my fortunes a few times. But man, this is a winner. But it's got to happen now. Demonstration plant, then license, and then kaboom. this is going to be a processing company. I don't care about the